Out of the way. You're telling me to get out of the way.
We got about 4 more minutes before we start.
Okay.
Are Mr. Fowler, are you gonna come up here?
No, we'll spread out a little bit of this.
Okay.
I see Lorena, and I see Troy, and I see Lily.
Has anybody been over to New City Hall lately?
It's gorgeous.
Yep.
She even worked her push off over there.
Yep.
Her and her husband there in town. Okay. And everything looking so nice.
Well,
I love your office.
Well, thank you. I do too. First time the mayor ever had one.
I love it.
I think about all that's lacking over there now is the bulletproof glass, which they're working on, and the sound system.
Sound system, yeah. And then getting everybody else moved over there.
Yeah.
It's looking great.
I'm
so proud of it. Yeah. I can't wait to get it some pictures in.
Yeah. We get the outside done later. The inside is just beautiful, I think.
Well, I didn't do much over there. I did donate I paid $1,600 for something over there, but that's all I've done.
That was a lot.
Yeah. And I did go a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
I went over there and mowed that area over there. The city was real busy. I went over there with my tractor and my riding lawnmower, and I took that one straight.
Oh, good. A lot of people pitched in and helped.
Hot water
here.
We're going to be playing a two-day tournament. Just a bunch of old women.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the time, we don't take the horses to here with the women. And the rest of the time, it's Vicks, it's men and women that can join.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go to different places and have fish and play.
Okay, I think it's about time to start.
Anytime, sir.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Conley Bass again. It's now 6:30. And it's been properly noticed that there would be a meeting of the Bush-Lady City Council on March 25th, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. And in accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, the quorum of the City of Bush-Lady Council can hold its regular meeting and workshop open to the public, provided they also offer the teleconference, and that's what we're doing. If you want to join in or know somebody, you can dial 1-646 7493122. And the access code is 299-266-637. This meeting is open to the public. Also, if anyone wants to come down, or come on down. First thing we will do before we get started in the meeting, we'll have the invocation by Ms. Linda Owens, followed by the pledge of allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you do for us, even though sometimes we don't recognize it. We know that you are there for us. You are a giving God, a loving God, a forgiving God, and a healing God. You are our providers. You are our everything, Lord. I also want to ask that you protect our police department and our fire departments when they go out on these calls. And please watch over our citizens for that they need all our help, Lord. All of us do. Lord, please give the council and our city administrator and our city workers the knowledge and the wisdom to be able to do their job and to do it the best of their ability. That's all we can ask, Lord, in these times and days. Lord God, again, I thank you for everything. Thank you for our mayor. We ask for all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge
allegiance to the Texas flag,
one nation, under God, and one
indivisible. Thank you. It's a roll call. All five council members are present tonight, and the mayor, city administrator, chief of police, city secretary, and city engineer, Johnny Tabor. And then I don't know if anyone is on the phone or not. Not that I know of. No one is on the phone. Okay. So we will get started. Did anyone sign in to speak tonight?
No.
Did anyone email in for you to read?
No.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Item three on the agenda. Let's do number four, our police report first, in case the chief gets a call on this meeting. Chief Dorsey, would you like to give your report?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. I'm sorry, I'm dealing with allergies right now.
It's all right.
I'm going to get a little pulling in the air. I passed around my city ordinance enforcement packet for the month of March. The first day of the year is crazy to everything that I'm working on currently. And then I also, this past Tuesday, I received an email, I believe it was called at council as well, but it's from a citizen about an RV on a property here in the city. And they wanted to know what we could do about with bikes and all that in the long term. I looked through all the ordinances on Franklin, and I didn't find one specifically addressed in the recreational vehicles. I did look at some of the Savory City, Lorena, Troy, and many. And maybe you have some solutions in place. And I just wanted to get that call in council tonight. That way, I'll have time to look at it. I talked to Mr. Bishop, and we're going to work on this together. Project ordinance that works for us. And I'm going to put on the next council meeting's agenda to an ordinance to help aid with some of the issues that we've been having with recreational vehicles. Also wanted to mention while I was in class the first this month, they have an association called Texas Police Chiefs Association, and they have a recognition program called Law Enforcement Agency Best Practices Recognition Program. It's a pretty big deal in the law enforcement world. It's recognized as the gold standard for Texas law enforcement. And it's a recognition program that you have to meet 166 best practices and standards, and that will apply to our policy, our book of policies, and our standard operating procedures, which, in my opinion, are outdated. And it is going to be a big task, really labor-intensive, but I am going to start working on this, just piece by piece, because I want to get this recognition program. I want us to be recognized as having the best practices. There are currently 100 law enforcement agencies in Texas that are recognized, and there are some that are working on getting recognition. But I feel like it would be great for us to have, and it would, you know, we would stand out having that recognition. But it's something that we have to reapply for every 4 years. So once you get recognized, you're recognized for 4 years, and then every 4 years you have to reapply. So it keeps you in check. So that is something I want to work towards and eventually get that recognition for us.
Thank you. Thank you.
All the meetings, people moving in, stuff that they can pull something through that.
I know Arena has a recognition. I'm not sure they have this exact one, but I have one similar, and they have a little decal on all their cars recognizing their agency and having that.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Keith. Does anybody have any? I shouldn't
ask
that question.
Mayor, that's you. Yeah. I saw the involved did as well. Chief passed the letter. Then we got some of the claims that are big concerns. But anyway, I just want to make sure that someone was responding to the citizen's letter.
I'm sorry, I did fail to mention. This email was sent from Danny and Stephanie Owens. Now, I talked to Mr. Owens, who's a super nice gentleman, and he explained, you know, his concerns, and I did mention that. You know, it is something we're going to have to work on because we don't have a specific ordinance for it. And he was very understanding, and he was just happy that we are working on it, that we do have a plan to do it.
What is that, trying to prevent them from something?
No,
there isn't. What is the issue?
It's an RV that's parked on a, well, there's a house, and then there's several lots. I looked on my friend's head, and the lady that owns the lot as well as the house, and there's an RV parked on one of the lots directly behind the house, and they're living in there, and they're supposed to have garbage and bags in the yard and stuff like that, and it looks like it might be a possible, like a long-term living arrangement. And by looking at these other cities, they have, you know, a timeline or, you know, some day a lot, so many days that you can actually live or stay in an RV temporarily. And then if you exceed that time frame, then you're in violation.
I thought we had an ordinance for that.
I couldn't find it online.
Well, I know we've enforced that in the past.
Well, I looked from the road, I looked at the RV, and I didn't see any water lines or anything coming out of it. You know, going through there, you know, from it.
And they were taking a hose.
But the gentleman I spoke to said that, I think he said that maybe running a water hose to it and disconnecting it once they get what they need.
And they're not hooked up to a septic tank, probably. That's the big thing. Yeah. Yes.
You talked to me about that, did you not?
Yes, sir.
And I had some experience with suggesting another thing is about two households came to use the same meter. Unless it's a temporary thing to purchase it, so you'd ask me and I'd explain to you, you thought it was a little machine. But it's against the law to two households in the same way. They just temporary action to stay low.
I think in our ordinance, it would probably be best to define, you know, convert this from vehicle what it is, and then just kind of put the regulations on it, the time frame that, you know, definition of temporary or not, but there are some good examples from these others.
Yes, Sonia.
So I was under the impression from talking to the previous people, did we have ordinance in place? The ordinance, and I were looking and we could find it, and we found nothing that addressed people living, residing in RVs. So, like,
we're
saying, we're
going to
work together to create
an
ordinance.
Well, I know in the past, we have enforced the ordinance.
Yes, you have.
Yes, we have.
We did not find that ordinance. I went through this. We have a book for our ordinance right now. We went all the way through that whole group and every girl,
but
we did not find anything
that addressed
parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it should be there somewhere. I mean, I know we've got one.
We did not find anything. We
searched
through all the books.
Okay. Okay. All right, you got anything else, Chief?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the good job you're doing. Okay, we'll go to item number three, engineer's report. City engineer Johnny Sabers here tonight. We haven't seen you in a while. You still look the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Still look the same, but I'm older.
I don't have a lot to report other than we got a lot of work we're doing. And I'm looking forward to the end of April to get the wastewater plans on everything about it submitted for the chief. So that's kind of where my schedule is. There is a couple of other things. There's a Foster Branch addition water improvements for lots 1 through 6 that the developer has asked that the city take bids for it at their expense, and get bids on it, which we are scheduled to open bids for that on April 4th. And it's been advertised in the newspaper, and I think it's got one more half to go. And the same thing is true with the James Cove water improvements. We're also scheduled to advertise those for seed bids on April 6th,
but
that's
on
the same
day.
And that's all I got.
Okay. Did the city get a letter from the development out there, something about the water lines not being in the easement area or something? Could you? Do you want to touch on that tonight or not?
So I got a letter delivered by FedEx yesterday. The developer's not happy with the engineer's decision on the easement, and they're basically demanding us to allow them to have it easement somewhere else, and to allow it to be like a utility easement, which means fiber optic lines, telephone lines, electric, anything can go in there. And it's not pretty. So it really doesn't need to be an agenda item on the next agenda.
Okay. I just want to make him aware of it.
Yeah. Oh, I did it, so he...
Oh, okay. Okay, you... Okay.
I'll be ready to make me...
Okay, good.
Yeah, we discussed it last night, and we got to talk a little bit about it, and...
Well, I saw that email, and I'm just, trying to mind.
It is better to have it attended, I don't...
Okay. Okay. So, yes, Mr. Tyler.
Just to elaborate a little bit on, again, it may be anticipated timeline to get, once you get everything submitted, what would you expect as far as, you know, where it goes from there?
When I get through, you're talking about West Park, is that what I said? When I get through with the plans, I have to submit them to TCEQ, and I have to submit them to USDA for their review and comments, and then whatever they say needs to be changed, we'll do that, and then, I'll be waiting for a, authorization, I'll be waiting for an authorization from USDA that we can advertise the bids, so...
How long do you think that would take, possibly?
Well, I had said on schedule that I did a long time ago, that we need to allow 60 days for it, just because, TCEQ is pretty picky, and USDA is probably not so picky about some of the things that are in the plans, but they're gonna be picky about a whole bunch of other things that has to be done before they can authorize, advertising for bids. So, I figure 60 days, we should have all that done. From when they notify us that we can advertise, we will have to advertise for about 30 days.
So that probably in June, advertise until July?
I'm hoping that we get bids in hand by August. And that's the reason, well, for obvious reasons, I'm pressing to get the plans finished where I can get them submitted. But that's one of the big issues, is to get it done as quickly as you can, because there is a time limit on funds that you have, and we, I think we should be comfortable with the idea that we're probably gonna have to ask for some more money.
Yeah.
And it's gonna take them a little while to allocate that. And that means that the bidders that submitted the bid are gonna have to hold those bids until the funds are available to the city and committed to the city before we can actually award it. So we have some time delays in there that were totally unplanned.
Yes, sir. You talked about more than what your last estimate was.
No.
16 million?
Yeah, 16, 17 million.
Something. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
More than that, but that's...
No.
That's an additional 6 million or whatever.
Right. Okay. The city has 10 million needed right now.
I got you.
And it's, they're not... Rural Development said, we're not going to give you more money right now. We want to see who it is before we commit to that, so we know exactly how much it is.
I just want to be straight with what money is there in these days.
It's
the same. They're hoping to be late for that, but we don't know where it's going to come in.
But you can't start construction until they agree or not agree to give additional funds to the
understand. That's right. We will not be able to award a contract until the city secures the total amount of money that they have.
I see, okay. Yes, Ms. Turner.
On the letter of condition from USDA, there's numerous pages. Has the CDA even started doing any of those?
They are. I've been getting emails from some of the staff about some of the items that are required. I mean, some of them are as simple as a driveway map that identifies where all the driveway is. I've done a couple of them. I have one more to do. Rather than stop my design work right now, finish the plans, I will probably wait until I get that done. I'll wait on the views and I'll do that driveway map. And I know your attorney's going to need that to be able to review the routes and all that stuff. Because I say this is the route, and they're going to have to say, yes, you have all the properties. But there's some other things, an ordinance that has to be finally approved. There's a customer information that has to be secured. There's a fair amount of stuff to do, and the time, my thinking is the time between when I get this monkey off my back, then the city will have that time to get them ready.
Do you have a preliminary budget with estimated cost to the customer as part of that?
Well, yes, that's going to be required to tell everybody this is how much it's going to be. And ultimately, the council is going to have to approve that to say, yes, we agree that we're going to charge this much for the sewer service. And if that doesn't happen, then it's not going to fly.
And all this has to be done prior to taking bids?
Some of that can come after taking bids. So, I want to say that the time is up in here because I haven't looked at that list in a while. But
so the project part is you have to go to bid. You don't have to, but go to bid. And then you go to bid, it's going to tell you, like, this is how much more money you have to borrow. And this is how much it's going to take for each customer to pay that debt back. So once you go to bid, you'll be able to do the budget part. And that will be the USDA. So it's kind of like, it kind of shows that once you go to bid, then we don't have the budget part where we have to get approved, for example, then it goes to the bank tax. We're being proactive. What we have done is the easement and the property that we secured for the lift station, all of that's already been, you know, going to be with the water. So they can already start reviewing it. When Johnny gets the survivorly map done, then that'll be the water that they also still be able to be proactive. Since the document is on the website, we have the most current version from USDA, the letter of conditions, that'll never change. That'll always be the letter of conditions. Those letter of conditions will be the standards, but then also, right, so yeah, so we want to go down that letter of conditions and kind of go through. And we recently, about 3 months ago, we had a meeting with the Terry gentleman, and she was pretty impressed by how much we've gotten done as far as the conversation and how far we've gotten with it. And she kind of gave us an update, is like, okay, now focus on this. Make sure you're doing, you know, that you get into the book, make sure you have everything intact with that, that you need to apply. Make sure you have this. Make sure your contact is in flight, the bond, the terms of the right bond. So we've been, like, corresponding, we're kind of like, we've done everything we can do for now, and now I'm just going to make sure we're communicating effectively to make the process form for it. That's all right, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I will add one thing. With the funds that the city currently has of some $10 million, the thing to really do the project, I think it's going to take more than that. And whenever they issue the additional money, there will be a separate letter of conditions for that. So there will end up being two letters of conditions. But every time they commit funds, they attach a letter of conditions to it, which is just like every bank does. So there will be some additional. There will be another letter of conditions, but I don't know that it's going to ask for any more than what they've already asked for.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Item number 5, Water Department Report, Jean Sprouse.
He's not here yet.
All right.
But I'm here for all the people and doing maintenance stuff. And did work a little bit at the city hall, putting in the water heaters and things like that. But just don't have a better report on the next meeting.
Okay. All right, thank you. Item number 6, consent agenda. A, discuss, consider, and possibly approve the minutes of February the 25th, 2021. And B, discuss, consider, and possibly take action on approving minutes for March the 11th, 2021.
Yes. On that February the 25th one?
Mm-hmm.
Right there on the workshop minutes. I mean, minutes that I have. says, discuss the new city hall determined, parking lot landscaping, drive through, drop on box signs, and dedication. Well, we didn't determine, we should say discuss, and then we didn't discuss the landscaping, signage, and dedication. We just discussed the parking lot, drive through, drop line. Is all we did. So we need to correct that. And then on, item six, that's the police report. Really what I got on that is, and I went back on that because I thought, man, that's 90 calls for service and 90 crash reports. I thought that was pretty high. And I think it was, 9 crash reports and the citations and warnings instead of 199, it should be 119. And then, I just pulled in the report and looked at it because I know that kind of stood out.
The call for service
was right. And 98 calls for service.
Okay.
And then 9 crash reports, I believe is what it was. And citations and warnings should be 119. Does that sound right, please?
I can pull the report up on my home screen.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Okay. And then, on that item 11, that was actually that was 3 in favor and 2 against. Then
3 in favor
and 2 against on that item 11.
You want to get up to brief what number 11 was? What the item was?
Oh, that item 11?
Yeah.
No, I mean, do you have it? Do you have the minutes?
Okay.
And then that under, and all of them under that absence, it says absence, no interior, something like you meant abstain, right? Okay, that's all I had on that, and then on the, March 11th,
That was what I thought. I'm trying to vote.
anyway, maybe some other council members can remember it better, but I just, it wasn't really about the dollar amount.
That's why I'm sticking away from what we did that night, since I remember it's pretty hard to lose the money.
Yeah.
And then so later on, we get one more I put on there about making art. I mean, the budget did that. But that's, I remember, you just approved, made a vote to approve her to do this, and then she spoke up, and I think we all agreed that we would wait to make one art cover those two. I really had to. That's what I remember.
That was when I was.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the one that's taking that one, the one that got the movie to bring out the first kid. That was great. That one was taken. Yes. Yeah, we approved her to leave the money within the budget under her legal authority to do so. This one we just take. That was before Mark made the motion.
So we need to go back and get some recording on that one.
Okay, so we probably don't need to approve these then.
And on that, March 11th, is there anything y'all, anybody else have on that for March?
I didn't get a copy of March 11th minutes. I don't know. I don't remember either.
Let's see.
But on that March 11th minutes, on item 4, do you have that one?
Police report.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, that's the one you emailed us. Yes, you mailed that to us, and I printed it out. No, it didn't come in fact. She sent that to
Larry's email.
Okay. So I just asked one, and again, it was on that police report. You said the police department is now 4 full-time officers plus the chief. I believe that should be 3 full-time officers plus the chief.
It says 4
full-time officers plus the chief. They should be 3.
Including the chief.
Plus the chief. That was awesome. That was going to be real. Anyway. Other than that, well, I'd be good to make a motion to accept them as assistant March, February 25th and March 11th, 2021 minutes as a meeting.
I'll second it.
All right. Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of February the 25th and March the 11th of 2021 as amended. Both of them are amended. All in favor? Okay. 5 yeas. Thank you. Item number 7, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on charging permit and inspection fees. And this is what we covered in the workshop about the permits, and Mr. Wiggins has been looking into this and checking with, I think, Troy.
I checked with Troy, and then I came and met with Pam, and Pam and I went over the fees, okay, and have determined that what we can be charging.
Okay.
And then also in relation to what we...
Inspections.
The inspection fees, you had a great idea there about seeing about getting the ordinance to where the builder, homeowner, whoever, there, make sure we cover it all, is pays for any and all inspection fees.
Okay.
If we could get somebody to check on that. She can check with TML or check with Lorena. What do you think,
Mark? She had a connection with some company out of Dallas that might be a possibility. Or, you know.
They specialize in writing ordinances, I think. Is that the one that we were supposed to have?
No.
You'll make a motion and then for her to do it and make it by next meeting to get back with us.
Make a motion that we ask Saunders to investigate for the company to provide an inspection service for the city of Bridgeville.
Okay. All right. Motion made and seconded to direct the city administrator to look into getting this problem with our permits and inspections taken care of. All in favor?
No.
Okay. Are you in favor? Yeah, you're in favor.
You made the motion.
5 yeas. Pam, did you have a question?
No, I was trying to find out
this. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's something important that could cost the city a lot of money, especially with new buildings and homes fixed to be built. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Item number 8, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on reimbursing Andrew Guzman For a tap fee requested April 5th, 2006. The property owner is requested to be refunded as he never built on the property and used the tap. That's what we discussed in the workshop too.
We had talked about the for Mr. Benson, when you haven't used your property at the time you were going to put build something there, is that not correct? When you ask for your the water tap and for the meter.
Well, okay. The meter was what I got out there was just storage. So I got out there when I formed it and everything. I didn't require any water or anything. The concrete people just awarded it 35,000 feet aside, and it was it.
Well, if you weren't going to build anything on there, why would you want a water meter to begin with? Why? What was your reasoning for putting the water out there if you wasn't going to be using it for anything?
That's the whole thing. There was a misunderstanding sometimes like that. I had the intention to build.
Uh-huh.
But at the time, when I gave them the deposit, I told them that at the moment I don't want nothing to be put out there because it wasn't on our property. It was in the plan, but what my plans are and God's plans are, there's two different plans, so that's really that the whole thing that came about.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was it.
Yes, sir.
But I had the intention to build, but it didn't come to that plan. So.
So you're saying that you paid the $1,300, is that right? Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You paid the $1,300, but then you didn't want a meter put in.
Well, at that time it was $1,500.
Yes, sir.
But I know when I was taking, I said, well, what was it going to be 4 or 5 years later, maybe $2,500, but I don't know what it was. So I decided, hey, this is what I was thinking about doing. At that $1,300, I want to put down on it just in case. And I could be stuck on $1,500 for the meter. All I have to do is pay the, once I get the house put on there, I can pay the rest of the $200 to be done with.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't come about.
But you never asked for the meter to be put in?
No. That's what I said.
And what was it you signed?
What did I sign? I don't know what I signed, really.
Water meter service agreement.
I would say that there's no, on that signature, that there's no date, location, or anything.
I'm
going
to have a copy of the driver's license that I didn't provide to anyone.
We got students with this no date. It's been so long. I mean, I just signed no kind of paper when I came up here with money.
Did you ever know that there was a meter there?
At one time I did. That's why I told them. I called them. I said, well, why? Who gave the permission to put the meter down? And I said, well, I don't have a house there. Why should there be a meter there?
The only thing I have on there is that $4,500. So I'm going to put $1,300 down on April 5th, 2006.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about 2006. Obviously, I wasn't there, so I can't really vouch for anything. But typically, what happens today the group comes in and they pay in a year, you see, they have to sign their documents all at the same time. Like, they sign their contract and they pay all at the same time. Again, I don't have any questions, I wasn't here, but...
Well, this is...
There wasn't no paper outside or nothing. There was just a receipt, that was it.
At that time, I think Ms. Gordon was the city secretary, I believe. There's a lot of things looking out right about this. I've got a lot of feeling compassion for you. As long as it's been, and some of it was your fault, some of it, I think it was some of the city's fault, probably, I don't know what it means. We do this, and we put your money, it's going to open a Pandora's box. And I see no end to it.
What's that?
But it's just set precedent on the same thing people in a similar situation, or even the current one last year or something. I'm taking that back, but to me, I'm going to put my back.
Well, that was 9 years ago, that's somewhere.
Yes, sir. Do you have an opinion on this, sir?
I don't.
Okay, thank you.
And is this your signature, sir? And is your signature, is that correct? I just didn't hear where it was stamped, paid cash April 5th, 2006. That is your signature. That's the date, it's dated there at the top.
2006.
So, you know, I mean, that was denied once. You requested it and it was, your money was denied, right?
I didn't, yes. When was this? You gonna say that again?
No, it says here that, let me see here. This was, on September 2015. It says, please contact customer, their claim was given the $1,300 cap fee paid in 2013. I think that's around 2006. And didn't request a meeting. Told customer this is not a deposit, paid for meter which was installed. Denied customer reimbursement request.
So there's some sign also too, but that's the first.
I'm sorry?
Was there a signature anywhere?
No, it's a work order, uh-huh. And when it was completed, and it's got initials out there, JB.
JB?
Yeah.
This is all.
So, and even if you didn't, why would you wait for this long before you try to request
another? Well, things got hard, I guess, and that was it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't think nothing about it. That time went by, I just forgot. I said we all forget, but I know 9 years.
Don't you want to sell the property now? Don't you have the sale sign?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
What's your feelings, Mr. Fowler?
I'm ready
to go. Okay.
But I knew you figured it was going
to go hard. So, I mean, if whatever the motion is, if I lose or not, what's going to really happen here? I mean, I know that I can sell my property with a meter and all that, worth a lot more, too. But,
well, you don't have a meter now, you don't have.
Yeah, I think it's like $200 and something
yes,
to get your meter put.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I guess I'll speak with my opinion, which would be what I would move us to do. And it is strictly not about any money. It's about precedent that is set. And we do have, as far as I don't think that anybody would ever afford.
Oh, no.
And so the document is saying you asked for the tax. And the city put it in, put it there in. And, you know, my motion would be that there's several months of minimum charges that are like $32 a month. I don't know what those total, but there's several months of minimum charges that were not paid. And then there was an additional $200 for the meter, that was not paid. And so I would, my motion would be to forgive those and not ask for payment on those.
Yes.
But because of the precedent that it was set by us refunding something for just a very basic request, and the city maybe put a meter out there, and that was not something that we're supposed to do, but they also put the tap out there too. So,
well, they gotta put the tap out there before they put it.
Yeah, correct. But I mean, it took some city effort to do that.
No, I understand that.
And so my motion would be that we don't ask for the additional funds, but that just by precedent, we're unable to offer the meter.
I understand. So let me ask you this. I'll leave it at that.
So, no, I mean, that's not what I'm saying the council's going to do.
Yes.
That's going to be my motion.
No, I understand. But what I would ask about that is that, okay, say for instance, I decided this, okay, leave it alone.
It'd be worth more money to sell.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
With the water meter already on.
Right.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to.
So then, on this contract for $200 for the hole on the meter, correct? Am I correct?
Yeah.
On the tap fee.
On the tap fee.
Okay, and then I got to pay for the meter.
I think the meter comes with it.
The meter comes with it.
The meter comes with it.
$1,500, the meter comes with the tap.
Yeah.
So he can pay the $1,500 and then say, okay, I don't want you to put no meter in right now, because if you put a meter in and I don't use no water, you're going to charge me $32 or
that's right.
30 cents.
Yeah.
$35.
You have to pay that monthly fee and take
it. No, I don't want no meter. No meter. No meter.
Okay. But you can pay the $200 and keep the tap fee.
There you go.
That's what you're saying.
That's what
I don't know. That's what you're saying.
And I won't have to pay it monthly, correct?
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Until you get the meter.
Is that all right, Pam? Is that be right? If we
He doesn't want the meter.
He don't want no meter right now, but he's already paid it. And when he gets ready for a meter, then he say, okay, now I want the meter. And he's already paid it.
After you pay for it,
once he pays that $200, then he's up to date on that $1,500 until that year starts from then.
We probably should have put it in until they pull it out.
Right.
That's what I was getting at. Go ahead.
But, and then we have some people that they're in the process of building a little bit within that time. Or is it going to be?
What I don't want to happen is, in other words, you're thinking that you're going to pay that $200 and you got that $1,500 staff there, so when a meter gets ready to put in, somebody gets called. But if you sell that property, then that's going to open up as they go with it.
Yeah, but the tap's already there.
Johnny? It's the tap and the meter's there.
Johnny?
Well, what I would like to add to the conversation is when there is any evidence of a meter on a lot or a property, then this water system allocates staple. So I need to know that in my hydraulics, so I know that you have obligated the city to another water meter, and I plug that into my modeling software.
And you will have to do that forever, as long as that tap is out there, meter box, or tap, or whatever you want to call it, no meter in it. And that's one more meter, it's not going to be able to be put on to pay a monthly bill for the service. You understand? So,
that takes a lot of space to be discussed, or stories, and everything else.
Right. And so wherever meter is out there, we have to have to take 200 gallons of storage and 2 gallons a minute of booster pump capacity and 6 gallons per minute of supply. So, that makes it at least. So, the more of those kind of caps, I'm going to call them, that you have, the meters you can add to pay a monthly fee. So, if you handle your business like you think you need to, for all the reasons that the city does, but from my point of view, that is not a good thing to do. Because I represent systems that are not unlike this. There was one left out there, and this didn't used to be that way. There was a lot of boxes out there that nobody had paid anything on for 20 years.
That's the reason Boris, or April 12, he recommended the city to make it inactive either to pay them or both. People, all the reasons that you stated as soon as it gets down to me.
So if you put a cap in there, then you need something that actually creates a reserve meter.
Yeah.
So you need some way to end that reserve. If there's never going to be a meter there, if a reasonable period of time passes and nobody puts a meter in there, then you either have to have an agreement that meter's coming out, or you have to notify the landowner that it's coming out and give them an opportunity to activate it, or don't put them in the first place.
Yeah. So somebody,
if you're saying that he pays that $200 to make $1,500, he sells that property, and the new person comes in, they got to pay $1,500.
And then it sells again, and we're going to have to do it for the
if he pays $200-something and he does put a meter in there and he sells his property tomorrow, then that new owner does not have to pay anything because he already has an active meter. But
there's a meter in there and they have to pay
all these plus. I didn't pay for any meter.
But if he puts a meter in there, then he's got to start paying.
There's a monthly payment. So, Mark, do you have a
book? Did you make this a motion?
Second, 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 second,
I'm going to make a motion. To be worried, that we do not make the recon for the testing. That we do not, that we forgive the $200. And the monthly minimum charges against this camp that happened in Italy, fully.
There is no meter there.
That's a motion. I'll second it.
All right. You got something to say?
We're going to have discussion now.
Now you can discuss it.
I couldn't quite hear you.
Yeah, because what I think, you know, I agree with Mark, you know, because he shouldn't be paying any extra charges since he doesn't have a meter. He shouldn't be paying any monthly fees. I agree on that. And I don't think that, I mean, he's already paid the $1,300. And then if he wanted to, when his land sells, he could come through and go, here's the $200 to finish paying my 15. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no.
You mean get his meter?
No.
No. No. Okay, I misunderstood that part, sir.
It's talking about his account right now.
Yeah, not to reimburse anything, but not to charge him anything. Okay.
Or just don't. If somebody else comes in, they want to take $1,500 and get the cap back, they plus the meter.
Okay. What if he decides in a few months he wants his meter?
Then they need to pay the $200.
They have to pay the $200. Okay.
Alright, the motion.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't quite understand you with your mouth.
These masks are really great.
To forgive the additional amount that was due owed, the minimum service charges, and the additional $200 for the meter.
Yeah.
But deny the refund.
Right.
Thanks, sir.
Is that
already in
the
page?
You don't owe me some more,
do you?
So I lost that money?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Sonia.
Yeah.
And that's what
they call me.
So if Mr. Guzman were to say, I want to just go ahead and pay that $200, that would not sell my property, I could sell this property. I have 1 year to put a meter on and I can transfer this, but I'm going to include that extra $1,500 in price of property. Do you want to include something like that in there, maybe? Because that way you wouldn't be losing the 13 you comp it back in.
That should be his. That shouldn't be on our motion. To
us. Yeah. We could charge that extra $1,300.
Yeah, we're just saying that we're not going to refund it, but if you want to pay that $200,
you have a year to put that meter in.
No, not until the meter's in.
Isn't that big? Is that right?
Yeah. If he's going to do this by $8,200, he needs to get the time, he needs a time limit. He needs to, like, pay the $200 soon for the deal to be off, because we're not going to wait until he decides a year later.
I can't just say that you're going to have a year from the time you pay the $200, and now a year later you come in here and say, now I won't pay that $200.
No, we're not going to do that. You need to realize what Mr. Taylor said, too. He's taking up resources here. So.
It's taking up, like, there's only so many meters that can be on the line, from my understanding, and this is taking up one of those places, and so it could be that somebody's waiting on a meter. I don't know that for a fact, but it could be somebody's waiting on a meter. They can't get a meter because we can't get no more on that line.
So even if they box your property, they probably can't, may not put in a meter if that amount of meters are already on that line without doing the upgrade. Is that correct, yeah. Mr. Tabor? Doing like an upgrade of the boxes.
That meter has committed an amount of water that somebody else wants, and they request a meter, and there's not capacity. And I'm going to do an analysis that says
Well, to get one more meter is going to cost this next person $20,000.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's what I was saying.
Plus the cost of $1,500 for the pass. So, that cost is pushed off to somebody else, and I'm using $20,000 as just a number.
Right.
But whatever the cost is to get one more meter on, in addition to this one that you have that nobody's really using, that's what I've got to do.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I understood.
As far as the way it's written, the way I understand it, that thing has been abandoned.
Yeah.
Period. Is that correct, Pam? Huh?
It's been abandoned.
It's been abandoned. You don't want it anymore. That's a secret.
Yeah.
So to me, this just is just this is new. Like it's past it. This path is there, but it doesn't make any difference.
No, the path.
There's a lot of paths there.
And I guess there's more of these that pull the meter. And not the
past,
yeah. But it's done a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that is
the
Congress. Yeah. Is this in the city?
No.
Not in the city.
Right.
Okay.
Westgate 1, I believe.
Okay.
Is that, you know, that it is one of my fault because I took so long, but I know I made it very clear why I want to meet a rock that we don't have no house out there. I don't want it out there. That's where the problem started. It wasn't me that I took the needle and installed it. I mean, we got to come to some kind of solution. I think that now that we're too far into it, they can lose it and start all over again. And then at the bottom of the meter or whatever, stop the cell phone problem.
Yeah. Okay, then we have a motion in a second. The motion is to deny returning his money and at the same time not charge him for any usage or fees or minimums. Okay, is that understood?
Yes, sir.
All right, all in favor? Okay, 5 yeas. So do you understand what they said?
Yeah, as long as I don't pay the 200, but I got to pay it soon now, right?
No, it's abandoned.
If he goes ahead and pays for 200 now, soon, then yeah. He can get his meter. But then he has to start making a monthly payment.
Yeah, because Pam said we need to give him a time limit to pay that to him.
Yeah.
Well,
a year.
He would have to, yeah, he can't have a year. Now, he can't have a year to pay.
To pay the 200? Yeah.
Well, he needs to pay it like tomorrow.
The 200?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm going to pay it now, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
I mean, he needs to pay it like soon,
so you can work.
Well, I didn't get a letter how this really happened. I didn't get a letter from the first time I ever bought this stuff.
Well, there was a bunch, I don't know about that, but I know that letters went out in 2012 about some base break being charged on meters. Now,
I don't know, I didn't sit around with Pearson, but I do know that some got returned, and then some people left their signed papers and had their meters removed, and then some people didn't respond to them at all. Okay, I think we are getting at least a couple of weeks or something, I think, to come up with the $200, and then once that meter is put in, it won't be the meter won't probably be what you put in 2 weeks. I don't know what time the frame it is that the meter will go in, but once you get that 200 paid within the next 2 weeks, then you're going to get a meter. And once that meter goes in, you're going to start paying a monthly fee of $30-something. And then if you sell it, you can get it back from the people that are purchasing your place. If you want to, you know, hey, it's got water, it's got a meter, I had to pay $1,500 for this, so I want my money back. If not, if there's not a meter out there, then they may take a chance of not ever getting one without paying an upgrade fee to upgrade that line, because if meters are already full there, you know, so it's...
Well, I thought Pam said a while ago, if he paid $200,
a reasonable amount of time,
the hotel fee of $1,500 would be paid. He would then have up to 1 year to get the meter set, and at that time, when the meter's set, then the
That's correct.
And that is one. But I do not know where that gear came from. That was what was told me when I started working here. So I don't know if that said in the ordinance or a resolution or nothing.
What is it here?
More gossip than the window.
It should have been in there, right?
No, they...
Hey, I'm working on this assignment, know that, hey, this is what it...
Anyway, if you want to do it, you've got a couple of weeks to come up with the 200, and then once that meter is set...
Could it be no more time, because I'm on disability, I'm not on...
Yes, sir, I understand that, I swear to God, I understand that, I really do. But you've had so many years to get that, to get that 200 minutes.
Like I said, good Lord, that plan for me was this.
Okay.
Y'all already voted on the motion.
Yeah.
You would have to make another motion to change that if you decided to appoint.
Oh, okay, gotcha, I understand. Okay, that's true.
Being abandoned.
That's true.
So you're kind of going back.
Or as I know it's abandoned, it's always been, as far as I know. Somebody has to tell me different, and there's no way to do it. Please.
So then it's done, there's no refund and no meter.
Yeah.
I can't pay the 200, nothing at all, that's it?
That's right.
According to the motion that we just made.
Right, John.
Okay, let's... And then what would happen? If somebody wants to buy it, they would have to...
Just a second, yes, sir.
The motion is based on the request for a refund.
Yes, sir.
We came in and requested a refund.
Yes, sir.
That motion was made not to give you.
Because of the precedent that sets.
Okay.
Being denied a refund.
Yes, sir.
But additionally, we're not charging you for the additional $200 that you were obligated to pay. And we're not charging you minimum charges for the...
$200.
So I would say that is a response to your request.
Okay.
Now, if you have other thoughts about something you'd like to do, I guess I'm going to say that. Let us know what else you would like to do.
The way it's rolled up here is just about refunding him the tap fee, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So if he wanted to say, "Cancel, I want you to consider letting me pay the $200 and giving me a year to put a meter in," he would need to do another refund agenda, and that would be another agenda item.
And I know what. A pain, but that's, we're bound by law, and that's all we can do. Take action on reimbursement for a tax fee, and that's all we need to do. Now, you would have to bring it up again,
yes, sir,
in order for us.
If that's what you're wanting to do.
Yes, sir.
And we got an agenda to do that on the 8th. You want to do that.
So you wanted to come back and cancel the $200 and say you want to pay that additional $200.
Okay, so let's say.
You can have that on the agenda.
Okay, item number 9. In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks
from the
8th. The 8th. It'll be on the 8th.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you live now?
Excuse me?
Where do you live now?
In Moody.
Okay. It's not too far.
Okay. Okay. Number
Thank
9.
You. Okay. Item number 9. See you.
I want to pay this.
Okay, y'all need to go in there.
Okay.
As of right now, that meter's abandoned.
Okay. Well, let's get on with the meeting and y'all can talk later. We gotta get out of here.
City Attorney, number nine, City Administrator.
Yeah, City Administrator. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on awarding bid or quote for the sound system in the new City Hall.
Okay.
Okay, that's...
Are we gonna do one at a time or are we gonna...
Well, we could do it however quickly. And council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on awarding bid or quote for the drive-through window. And council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on changing the water permitting.
That's a different subject.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, because we can do A and B, we could do A and B.
So I have two subjects, I have one for sound system and one for sound system. And I think this is, I think, made it to market, but it's QTS, and I think this one's what we got to put on.
Yes.
So I have one bid on each, I put them out all over the place, and this is the one I got.
What have they got? Open them up? See what it is, open it up. See what we got.
We're gonna start with the sound.
The first one is the quote for the sound.
Sound, yeah, sound.
Which one was it?
Who is it? It's for...
Sound system. Oh, sound system. Okay.
That was four.
We're going to come to $29.91. Where are they out of? First time? Brother or husband?
You do have a lot of fun.
Yes, I do.
Is that his KHT?
Yes.
That's one story for sure, wasn't it?
That's one that included the screening and the speakers and the lights. They had better warranty, they had better support.
That's what you're talking about. That's like we can give play.
Yes,
sir. Same time of month.
I mean, I can yell this loud, but we did make that thing to take bids. And since this is the only bid we got, I'm going to make a motion that we award the bid for $24,299.91 for the sound system in the new City Hall to, what was their name?
KHT.
KHT.
Electronics.
You second? All right, motion made and seconded to award a contract of $24,299.91 to KHT Electronics for the new sound system. All in favor? 5 yeas. I think that includes this teleconference.
Yeah, it does all of the stuff. It includes everything, sir.
Okay. Now, the next one is a bid or a quote for the drive-through window. Does that include, is that just for the window thing itself, or?
That's just for the two glasses, right? Two glasses.
Yeah. I think that's the one you should determine.
That was a...
Minus the property.
Now, that's the two, the bulletproof glasses for the inside.
No.
No.
No, they're drive-through windows.
Drive-through, okay.
But it did not include the driveway. It only included this cut in the hole that put the window in.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, that's too much driveway.
They would include the hole, they would cut a hole in the door from the back.
Okay.
This is money.
Percy, okay.
Yes, it's, yeah.
Now, look, really, so it was still funny.
I like to believe you're going to put it in.
You see that?
Sorry, did you specify the bulletproof on the glass?
Yes, sir. The drop box as well as the glass, we asked to have the bulletproof because our business papers had found that some of the drop boxes, if you were to shoot it, it would pop open and you were able to write it in that area and extract it out. So they did a farm, it was a baby farm. A baby farm, something like that.
Okay.
$16,000.45
$200
$16,206.45
That's the same proposal they made that you submitted before.
Yeah.
So I'll read you real quick what the put on the bid. It says, I have a pharmacy combo unit that was manufactured for a wooden nightclub. Complete frame, 65, 63 and a half high. Dark products, bulletproof systems, raising level for an install. Contact counter station, audio with headset, radiation, power pack, bid should include all materials, supplies, and labor to include cutting, sealing, framing, all aspects of the job. The city of Riverside is exclusive, all bids should be without any draft. Work will be considered as possible. And the bid, it says, that it should be included.
All right, again, that's the only bid that we got, correct?
He does.
So I'm going to make a motion that we accept the bid of $16,206.45 for the drive-through bulletproof glass and drop box to our new building and awarding to QTF for the new windows at the new city hall.
Second. Yes, sir. Motion made and seconded to award.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a certain reason on this as far as they tell us
how long?
I didn't include that on there, but I can follow up tomorrow. Yeah, I will say whatever I'm getting close. Whatever. I asked for the question. And he had told me that he could do this with his work.
But
I can call tomorrow.
I wonder if this is work that could be done while we're conducting business, or if things could be done before we occupy.
Well, I'm thinking this is going to be work. We can afford to do that prior to the work department over there.
Yeah, because you will have old wall products for that one.
Right, and the going factor. And right now we still have to go through glass. So I think we should call you this is the water department over until we got this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there's a motion made and seconded to award to a QTF amount of $16,206.45.
QTS.
QTS. QTS?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor? I know she is. That's 5 yeas. And item C, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on changing the water permitting. When a customer requests a meter study and an upgrade is necessary, but the engineer includes how many meters and which property the upgrades will serve. That sounds possible, dude.
Well, I think
it would be best if I kind of went through the process so everybody understands this. So, the way new meters are added to the system is the city has a form that I actually created that is a request for a meter investigation. So, I have the opportunity, and the city has the opportunity, to determine if there is capacity available for them, and if not, what it will cost to get capacity for them. So, the applicant comes in and requests a meter study, and then the applicant pays the city, and the city sends that document to my office, which basically tells me where it's going to be, that the person that's applying for it either is the owner or has permission of the owner to do that, and what size meter, and what they're going to use it for. And I take that information, and I plug with all that together, I plug that into a modeling software that I have that has the entire Bruce Valeri system in it. All the meters, all the big meters, all the retro meters, everything. All the water mains, big and small. And I run a simulation of how the addition of that meter affects the other customers. Because you have some customers that have a whole bunch of pressure, and you have some customers that don't have a lot. Specifically, there's some, and I'll be specific about the location, out on Robin Road, Bosch Ranch Road, that are in the 36 PSI range. 35 is the minimum by TCEQ rules, okay? So, when I add a meter, then I look to see, how does that affect it? And if it reduces those sensitive pressures, then I evaluate what the improvements are needed to get that pressure in those sensitive areas back up above 35 PSI, okay? And then I usually look at several options for improvements, because sometimes you can put a line one place, sometimes you can just increase the line that goes to that area, sometimes the line that's in there is already at capacity. There's two criteria. One is, what happens to the pressure and volume? Does anybody fall below 35 PSI? The other one is, how many meters is that water line serving? And TCEQ publishes a list of how many meters can be on the line. So if you have a 2-inch line and it's dead end, then 10 meters is all you can have on. So if somebody says, hey, the 11th meter comes on, and it really doesn't hurt anybody's pressure, I still will recommend that the line be upsized at some point, so that the line is in compliance after that meter is added. And I estimate what that cost is, and that's what I send in on my report. Well, I don't look to see, okay, well, how many more meters can we get on this? I look to see, I want this person to pay for what it takes to restore the system to the same condition it was before this meter comes in. So, in response to this question, there never is additional capacity. I mean, and even to the point of, now subdivisions are a little bit different. In the case of Remington Ranch, where I don't know how many meters they got. They're 35 to 40 meters out there. And so, in some cases, you don't really have a choice to go from, well, okay, we're going to, 2-inch line, when you can't 3-inch land is not something that's commonly used in the system, so I don't want to saddle the crew with having to go hunt down parts for a 3-inch land or a 2.5-inch land. So I would go to a 4-inch land. Or if it's a 4-inch land and it's not quite big enough, I'm going to go to a 6. And so, but that's typically with the subdivision. So when we get through the subdivision, there might be some capacity gained in the area, but not an inordinate amount. And the reason is because when a developer comes in and pays for an improvement, then he has bought the right for service on those pipelines. And so for us to put in an 8-inch line around the subdivision that takes 40 meters, well, that means that every other piece of property all the way around the road that is adjacent to that would have free service. They wouldn't pay anything. In my mind, I don't think that's fair. So they would, for instance, let's use Dreams and Ranch as an example. So we put a 4-inch line, and it's big enough to serve all the meters that are there. So if somebody across the street has 100 acres or 200 acres, and they say, I'm going to cut this up, and they follow the Remington Ranch and say, okay, I'm here now, and I want to get water off that line. Well, I look at it and say, well, there's not enough water available for Remington Ranch and you, so you have to tie onto this line over here, and you have to bring the 6-inch up, maybe even replace the 4-inch that was just put in with a bigger pipe to serve your subdivision so that everybody plays their share. But if the city chooses, which is your decision, says, well, we don't want to put a 4-inch line, we want to put a 6-inch line, and the city would pay for that improvement, but then you would be donating capacity to somebody that technically hadn't paid their way.
True.
Yes, sir, Mr. Thomas.
Let's just say you had a bigger line in there to start with. So Remington, whatever the price, and there's somebody else who's willing to develop, and they paid for the extension, which is normally what everybody does. But if somebody is wanting to, we could say if there's enough capacity on that line, 16, and they could tap in it, but they would have to pay the city, because that's now our line.
If the city has paid for an improvement, most of the time when the city pays for an improvement, you're looking to either fix a problem that has come up. But if the line has capacity, then whether it's a developer or it's an individual, I'm going to look for what is the most cost-effective way to get water for the requested meter. So, and I will look for alternatives as to how we can serve it. Do we increase the size of this line? Or do we put a loop in the system that does the same thing? And in some case, one of them might be $30,000 for a circumstance, and another one might be $15,000 just because of the size of the pipe or the length of the line that you have to lay. But so when I send back a cost, it's not for this improvement that's paid by this person's going to handle 20 meters. If this is the improvement that's required for this, but if the city chooses to increase that and invest the city money in a future use of some kind, then it's up to the city and the time to decide to deal with it.
It may help us if you do like the interstate for that. It may help us to book size the line the future area that's going to grow there, and we didn't know it's going to grow. So we can cost share that to some degree.
That'd be the council's decision.
That makes it a bit of sense too, doesn't it? Depends on what their area is where it's going to grow.
Yeah, that's kind of like real estate speculation.
No, I wasn't speculating.
That's up to y'all.
Well, I know, but I got that bet there, that bet here, and I did it. It was 24, 30 years, but what we did this time affected nothing.
So my point is, that I'm not gonna do that, but if the council decides they wanna do that, then that's up to them. What I send in though is not a plan to add more meters than what's requested. My plan is to add only the meters that's requested.
What I was specifying to is something different than what you were talking about.
So.
That's what I've got.
So I will specifically address, after I thought about what I had said on the phone the other night, I forgot the improvement that we called for, specifically in the case of the meter request up near, Box Ranch Road and Rocket Road. Initially, we had some requests in that general area that requires the extension of the 10-inch line. We laid a 10-inch from the Old Bethany Road plant all the way up to
Milky Way.
Milky Way, across the road at Milky Way, tied it in, and that's where it stops. So we've had some requests, and in order to have those and that are down closer to Old Bethany Road, it takes an extension of that 10-inch line to serve them and not take these boats up on the Robin Road below 39 PSI.
Because that's a tough deal.
And that's not legal, but when we actually looked at options of how to serve the requested meter, there is a line that had been planned a number of years ago that would come off the end of the Westward Trail, and it would go over, and it's about 400 feet of line, 4 or 5 miles of line, that would connect to the existing line. It goes up to the backside, I'm going to call it the backside of Branch Crest.
So that's the way it is.
And that was a lot less expensive solution than trying to extend that 10-inch line all the way down where Box Ranch comes off Old Bethany. I mean, that was, we thought that, I thought maybe extend it, but the number was crazy. So we backed up and said, what if we do this that we obviously already got a plan for? And that worked. Unfortunately, it was $20,000, which is what I estimated it, but that was a lot less expensive than the other ways.
Yeah.
So as far as the number of meters and what I do, there's not really any extra meters there.
And that extension going down to the crossroad to turn it ties into 6, and then after so far it was a 3, and it reduces to
9.
A long
way.
Long way.
Can I think with Johnny's explanation, I think that gives us a better understanding. So I think honestly, I can see it can just die.
Yeah.
It goes and be dead.
Yeah.
Can work.
Goodbye.
Don.
Yes.
Let me talk a little bit about your water system. You have water that you serve inside the corporate boundaries of this city. And water service inside the city limits is really different than the water service that you have that's outside the city. Namely, there are some, I like to see that you have some five effects, specifically over here on the one that's the new subdivision that,
4th Street.
On 4th Street?
Yeah, 4th Street. When I looked at that, there is a water line there that's big enough to serve all the customers with domestic water to the houses. But the problem is, we don't have a fire hydrant that's close enough to reach any of those places if something catches on fire. And part of what is included in the city system is some kind of fire protection. So I recommended that a fire hydrant be put in the, kind of in the, across the road, but in the middle of that subdivision, so your fire department had access to a fire hydrant to get service there. And that was the only improvement in the water system that I felt like was appropriate. Yes, they will take capacity off the system, but the system has a lot of capacity there as it is.
They're agreed to put in that fire hydrant.
They did. I reviewed their plans. They did a great job.
you'll see it in whatever comes up on the agenda, it's the final plat that's been corrected, and so my recommendation to you in a formal report is going to be that they comply with the ordinance. So, but the point being that I look at what's inside the city limits different than what I look outside the city limits.
Yeah.
Because outside the city limits is just normal rest of the regular domestic service.
Yeah.
Inside, a little bigger lines for fire protection.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, all right. So we're going to number 10 now.
Well, we got D.
A little something I want to say about that, is that okay? I'd like Johnny to comment on it when I read it, so it won't. One of the things I've read before, I forgot to read this from one of the meetings, but the lawyer said, under the TCEQ regulations, the city has a stipend issued by the state of Texas, it's called stipend needs and necessities. This allows municipality to provide services to a specified area designated in that contract. The utility must serve this area with water if feasible. A big word. This means the city has sufficient water reserves available first and foremost. It is not the responsibility of the city to absorb the total financial expenditure to serve any area. A pertinent sufficient portion of the burden must be on the individual seeking the service. They must absorb a significant amount of the financial responsibility to obtain service, upgrade existing or new infrastructure. It is not fair and right proof for long-time existing customers to encumber a lower portion for the financial means to serve new customers. All must share alike. Rather, cost sharing is the only responsible way this can be accomplished. The city's utilities and service business will likely more apt word provided potable water, not in the realm of real estate, you mentioned a while ago, or other areas there too. The municipality must consider growth from a proprietary physical sponsor manner to all current and future customers in a fair and equitable way. So,
excellent.
I left it out one corner of it, but everybody said cap was best in the upgrade and extending other proof. Uses can't be lower. That's when somebody kept feeding that a long way. Additional storage, pumps, valves, PRV, payment, maintenance, and other more complex issues, the growth in customer bases are beneficial to us and everyone else for the vitality of the community in the long run. So, is that fair?
Yes, it is. And I'll add to that, in that your certificate of convenience and necessity is set based on the boundary called your CCN.
Yes.
And that boundary covers a pretty good area.
Yes.
And so if you get an application from somebody that's within that area, then never tell them,
no,
we can't serve.
Nope.
I mean, it might cost $50 million to serve you, but we can serve you. Because that maintains your service balance. And if you don't do that, then it's certainly within the power of a landowner to say, I'm going to create my own water here, because I can't get service from this one. I'm going to make my special one.
Many years ago, we had a problem running down here in the Deer Creek, south of us, with Elm Creek, so some of the dual service areas, and they didn't want to serve them. We said, we'd serve them. So we went inside, we'd serve them. About 2 months later, they went, oh, well, no, we won't serve them. So they were really in there. So,
one of the things about the thing, if it's inside the CCN of the city, we need to give them the opportunity to get service from the city at a fair and reasonable price. That's not saying a cheap price, but to recover the cost of the city's income. Is there something else on the agenda that I need to say more?
I don't think so. This next one, I don't think it's serious. It's about people having to help pay for upgrades.
She canceled it.
I think that's all.
That's all, Tony.
Thank you. Before I lose my opportunity to speak. I want to tell you, I have missed the opportunity to be here. The pandemic has been real hard on a lot of stuff, so that's a small part of it. But it still has affected me, because as you can tell, I like to talk. I can be here and help make decisions, give you good advice on what those are that come up. So I wish it hadn't happened. It did. We're going to get back to normal.
Thank you, John.
Hopefully.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
I'll be there.
Okay. Item number 10, financial reports. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on approving accounts payable for February 2021 for general fund and water fund. Did anybody want to approve that?
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve accounts payable for February of 2021 for the general fund and water fund.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Motion made and seconded to approve accounts payable for February 2021 for the general fund and the water fund.
Did
what?
All in favor?
All right, five yeas. The council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on approving financial reports for February 2021.
Okay.
And that's just if we like the reports that we've got.
I've just been commenting.
Any questions you got about?
Oh.
Any questions you got about?
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Well, I make a motion then. Go ahead, sir.
I can go after you.
No, go ahead, sir. Go ahead, ask the question first. Oh, make a motion first.
Okay. One was on the revenue for the general fund. It was not the item. It was the COVID relief fund.
It's the grant money?
It's the year to date, $93,000 in the revenue. So the question was, those funds restricted, but are they restricted to you?
So what happened is, I have the grant money for reimbursement. So basically, what we did was they gave us $100,000 to reimburse our general fund for a general fund. So that $90,000 can be allotted to general fund for a foundation. And after we did that ordinance, I'm going to keep that on here as well. That way I might want ordinance.
I remember that you talked about that before when you beat it for what?
Yes, because they Okay.
Yeah.
And then my supervisor, we do the ordinance, but this supervisor for security is going to pay for the last.
Well, that made me say something about the color. We could use some of that today as well.
But if you choose to, the government has to come and really over a lot of $900,000.
Yeah, that's enough.
So, this other, I'm telling how little I know about water service business, but last week I just ran a figure, and last month on February, I ran a figure just to calculate where we are year to date against budget, because we were one third of the way through our fiscal year, and so. Just trying to look at trends and what we might anticipate, but the figure as far as where we were in water sales and water purchases came in at almost exactly 33% of the budget. So then I ran that same figure this month. So now we're 4 months, I mean 5 months into the year. And so we're talking about 42% of the year, and the water sales, the water purchases are tracking that almost closely. It's what the question is, when we set that budget, so the budget, I think, was 400,000, a million four on water sales, when we set on the budget, I think we, if you took the whole figure, the whole budget, and just chop it into 12 pieces, it doesn't seem realistic. And again, I'm just showing how little I know about water. It doesn't seem realistic that we would track almost exactly our revenue and sales and purchases. That we were trying to get back and based on the percentage of the year. And so, I mean, my thought process would be that these 4 months would have been our lowest water sale month. And so if that's the case, and then we're going to be way ahead of the game because we're about to come in to the next third of the next third of the year and in the summer months. And so, I mean, is that how we, is there anything that says, yes, we're trending that much better? Our budget is so great. We're 43%. It's just a question, I don't know.
Can I address it?
Yeah.
Over many, many years, it holds for true. The fall, depending on the weather. It can be dry, it can be real wet. Those months hold pretty true. And in the summer, it's going to pick up. So, but if you have extreme wetness or drought, then it's going to change. But it, over many, many, many years, it holds pretty true.
This summer is the strongest?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Based on that,
it started late May through August.
So based on that, it looks like we are way ahead.
It'll go way up.
Way ahead of prior years. So actually, it looks. We do have a prior year number of growth for a year today. But that's a
very hard thing to do. This year, the government doesn't have to have a new pipe that so many different Americans have to receive their water.
It's a good question.
It's a good question. The fact that you got extreme weather.
It's a good question.
No,
that's fine. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion to approve the financial report for February of 2021.
And second?
I second.
Okay, motion made and seconded to approve the financial report for February 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Item 11, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on posting the city council agenda packet information on our website prior to the meeting, council meeting. Ricky Biggs.
Yes, sir. I did put that on there. I'm going to forget it. Move it on. I'm going to get it later. And I think it's a transparency thing. And so what I'd like to do is make a motion to post all of the city council agenda packet information on our city website at least 48 hours prior to every meeting.
I second that.
And you're talking about all this stuff?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, motion made and seconded to post the city council agenda packet information on the website 48 hours prior to the meeting.
Yeah, and these, just to give you a heads up, this is what I'm going to be saying on this one and the next one and the next one.
Okay.
And that just helps you to read it all.
Yeah.
And I got one, that's fine.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
On that, Ricky, you talk about including all the financial statements or a synopsis of them or what?
What, everything y'all get?
Everything we get. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Okay. All in favor? 5 yeas. Okay. Number 12, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on posting the recording of the city council meetings on our website.
Yes, sir. Again, this is a transparency thing, and I'd like to make a motion to post the recording of every city council meeting on the city website within 7 days of the meeting, and in addition to posting all city council meeting recordings retroactive to January 1st, 2021, by April the 8th, 2021.
That's a lot of stuff to put on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many meetings we've had since 1st of January. Okay, do you need more time?
I need more time.
Okay, well, I feel like I need to put a time frame on there.
I totally agree with you. I'm going to spend half an hour, and I've been working on it. But I figured out how to change the salary to make it smaller. I had to turn it into a W-8 format. And it takes about 45 minutes for me to upload it to my computer, change the format, download it back to the computer, and upload it to the website. So I did it today. I was able to get January done. I got people to work on those January council meeting done. So if you could, like, get me to the end of April.
Oh, what, the 22nd? That'd be our meeting. That's the fourth Thursday.
Yeah, I can get it on 22nd. I'll be working with you. I
need to get
it up.
April 22nd.
Okay, I'm going to amend that. And 7 days on a regular meeting, and I felt like that was probably enough for 7 days.
And I want to say something. She made a statement that she says, I'll do it on weekends because of this. Now, I know you're on salary and that this is stuff like that, but everybody needs time off. I want to thank you and appreciate you for doing the weekends. That's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second his motion.
All right.
Okay. So we'll take that April 8th to April 27th.
All right. And I'll second.
Motion's made. To post the recording of every city council meeting on our city website within 7 days of the meeting, and in addition to posting all city council recordings retroactive to January 1st, 2021 by April 22nd, 2021. All in favor? 5 yeas. Item 13, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on amending ordinance section 1.04.034, item 10, to read as follows. With council approval, the city administrator may transfer any unneeded surplus in the amount budgeted from one account to another account in which a deficiency exists, if and when, in the judgment of the city administrator, actual or probable receipts are less than the amount estimated and herein appropriated for expenditures of the several departments. With council approval, the city administrator may authorize the transfer of funds by department heads among major account divisions within department budgets.
Yes, sir, I put that on there too. I just believe that going forward, not saying nobody would do anything wrong, but just to help protect the city, I think. And the only thing, if y'all are looking at it, what's in bold there is all I added. So what I added was with city council approval, the city administrator money. And then I went down and that was the last sentence I put with council approval.
Well, what is the only thing I have a question about is that it's what if there's some kind of an emergency came up? And the way I believe this, she would have to wait to get a council, city council approval to.
Well, I think she
don't want to spend so much money anyway.
Well,
but if it's an emergency, then we can spend, well, I understand we can spend for certain things, like, let's say, pump goes down,
yeah.
You know, out there. But then, yeah, that's an emergency, yeah. And so we can take that money out of our savings or whatever to do that.
Well, that's in the
emergency case.
Yeah, like line items, if there's money in the line.
Well, it's like what we did on what the meeting was before, like moving that money for the city hall.
Yeah.
That's what it, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking.
Yeah. But like, you remember why our wells went down?
Yeah.
And we, that was an emergency.
Yeah.
And so we had to, and we didn't have the money in our budget to really do it,
yeah.
But because it was considered an emergency, we could just take that money out of our savings,
yeah.
And then that took care of it.
And you had to pass an amendment to the
question.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't mean to prolong it, but it says, you know, as you said in bold, you know, with council's approval. Okay, has there been something that has come up that the administrator has used money inappropriately that we don't know about?
No. That's what I said. I'm not saying, I'm just trying to protect the city.
Uh-huh.
Let's say that for some reason, this city administrator, for some reason, she's not here. Some other administrator. And maybe they're trying to do something wrong, then this will help protect the city.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the administrator, whoever it is, however good or bad they may be, they can't just take and move money,
okay,
and then let the council approve.
Okay. Now, would this be like, would she have to take it like on the agenda to ask for this, or can she just take it to one council person?
No,
it's the city council
as a whole council approval.
Okay,
that was my point.
Like in an emergency, you might have to wait 2 weeks for a council meeting.
Well, you can call a special meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
can call a special meeting. That's a little bit.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
When we talk about the 11,000 something for the air conditioning thing back in November, and you and I talked, you asked me, and I talked to you about it,
mm-hmm.
And I had it on the agenda the same as you, and we tabled mine, and you said, well, I'm going to put it on there and put it on the agenda like you did because you wanted not to, also, you could legally do it. But you want to be transparent and open. So I agree with that. So let's all learn something out of that.
Yeah. I always put it on the form. I'll put it on the agenda and say, I'm going to move this amount of money to this line item. And I bring it to cancel just with the FYI.
If you have in two city councilmen a quorum,
three.
No, but you have to be in a public meeting to have any authority to do stuff like this.
Right. I mean, but we could have a special meeting.
Yeah. It's not like a call meeting.
Yeah. It's not like, well, our next, this came up tomorrow and our next meeting 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Emergency meeting listen to
yeah.
me.
Right.
It would be illegal if she came to you and me and you yeah. three.
Yeah, I know that
would be illegal. Okay.
Sonia.
I just want to add, I want to spend on reading. I was actually going to put this on the agenda myself, but Mr. Reed is speaking to it. I'm making a agreement. I mean, I don't think the city administrators have the authority to change the budget. Why not? Even if it's on my item, just because the purpose is good. What happens is, I say, oh, I need a raise, but y'all won't give me one. I change my items. If you're not looking at the budget, like what was budgeted, it would be easy to manipulate.
That's yeah.
So I think it is a good
policy
to enforce. So I'm in agreement.
I'm going to second that.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. To amend section 1.04.034, item 10, to read as follows. With city council approval, the city administrator may transfer any unneeded surplus in the amount budgeted from one account to another account in which a deficiency exists. If and when, in the judgment of the city administrator, actual or probable receipts are less than the amount estimated and herein appropriated for expenditures of the several departments. With council approval, the city administrator may authorize the transfer of funds by department heads among major account divisions within department budgets. All in favor?
Well, and I took it up. Well, you're right, it should be funds, but in the way I've got it rolled up here, it's funds.
Yes,
it's funds. Yeah, on yours, it was a typo on my part.
Same.
Yeah, I know.
So you should take the S off of funds, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, I know. And I put it in here in the motion, I put it in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that was five yeses.
Five yeses.
In favor. Okay. Item 14. The council to consider, discuss, and possibly take action of raising the chief of police salary, James Talbert.
Yes, I put that on there because the chief is basically doing a good job, but also several months ago he took on another job and didn't ask for any extra pay. He just took it on to help the city and he's working as hard, doing an excellent job. And there was $27,000 in the budget for the salary of a code enforcement officer. So I sort of felt like that we ought to share a little bit of that with him and raise him up. And I thought at first it ought to come out of that fund. But the more I thought about it and had to see council about it as well, later on down the road that may cause a problem for various reasons which we can fix it, but it gets it complicated to do that. So he may not want to do that forever. We may have to hire full-time sometime or whatever he might be. So I would suggest we raise him. But based on his budget salary, we can raise him to up to $56,000. I think he's maybe almost 52 now.
Up to 56?
So, yes. And well, I was thinking about taking like 350 out of the code enforcement for the city of Manette, because I think it's complicated later on.
Yeah.
And that's some advice that I had received as well. So I would suggest we do that, take it out of the police department budget fund for the salary we budget for.
Okay.
Will that leave enough money in there for him to hire another officer?
That's just his salary. It's not the hourly, it's the salary.
All right, but if you're, okay. Not, I love him to death, he knows that is. Okay, if we do this because he's doing the code enforcement, I had talked to the officer, chief, about it, and he said he didn't want any extra money for it. But if we give him extra money for this code enforcing,
No.
That's not why he's getting, because he made a statement about the
code. Yes, that's part of it. We're not going to take any of the money out of the code enforcement because we're taking that much money for somebody and he's doing the job getting nothing.
Right.
No, if he's doing extra duty.
Yes, sir.
He's doing extra duty.
I know that, but now if he we do hire a code enforcer, are we going to reach over there and take it back from him?
No, it's not the police.
When
it was said, Mr. Talbert said, because he is doing this other job of code enforcer.
That's correct.
So he did say that, so that's why I'm just making sure. You're asking that if we could give the chief of police a raise because he's doing a good job as chief of police.
Plus, he's entitled some of the money to doing the code enforcement, but we don't want to take it out of the code enforcement salary because we have the money in the police salary under the budget. And I will so make that motion.
Motion made and seconded to increase the chief of police's salary to $56,000 a year.
Which is what his salary as police chief is budgeted for.
Not as much as some of the last two police chiefs were making.
But the code enforcement.
All right, now what? Say that again.
I said plus this salary, he's talking about his budget. He's still not up as much as the prior two police chiefs were making.
Yeah, I know that.
He's doing a lot of good work and a lot of jobs, but that's sort of kind of justified.
Yeah, and he started out as just 40.
Yes, and he didn't want that much.
No, he said he worked for free, he didn't have any.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I think he's doing a great job and he's doing a.
Okay, motion made and seconded, all in favor? Unanimous. Congratulations, Chief. You deserve it.
I would do it for free if I didn't have a thing.
No, I agree that, I mean, I just wanted to say it. I wanted him to get a raise as far as being the chief of police.
Yeah.
But the way it was worded, because he's doing code enforcing, then, Mr. Talbert, please. Because of the way you worded that.
Yeah.
I know if I'd have done it and worked it that way, trust me, you'd been on my. I understand, and everybody knows what he's doing. We talk about it every
morning.
Okay, here we go.
All good intentions.
Yes, sir.
Item 15, accounts receivable. Council to consider, discuss, and possibly take action on policies, procedures, ordinances of managing accounts receivable in a proprietary manner with fiscal responsibility to the city and consumers of city services. Mr. Tom.
We discussed this earlier, so if that's what the council wants to do, if y'all want me to, I'll pursue working with the staff, Sonia, and Esther, and Laura to come up with something for y'all to look at. Plus, I could help them show them a couple of financial entries that they need to make to just if that's what y'all want. If not, then.
Well, I think that it's probably a good thing to take care of the money, and your expertise on this. I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and make a motion that you work with Sonia and Laura and Esther if needed.
She does part of it as well.
Esther does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, I want to make sure I cover it.
And all the finances.
Sonia and Laura, because I'm the one that normally do it, right? Is that right?
Laura.
Laura Pam has something to do.
Yeah, but I want to work with you to do it. And so, that's my motion is for Jane to work with. I'll make a motion for James Thomas to work with his. With the staff on coming up with possible policies and procedures and ordinances of managing their accounts receivable in a proprietary manner with physical responsibility of the city and consumers of city services.
I basically
made it off of this item 15.
What I put on.
I'm just
going to
put
first name for Mr. Talbot to work with the city staff.
City staff.
That's all, and then you go down there and where it says all
of these procedures, ordinances,
and then
copy it in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This way. Did you second it?
Yes.
All right, motion made and seconded. to approve the motion just made by Mr. Wiggins. This is about Mr. Thomas working with the city staff on the financial things for the city. All in favor? Five yeas, okay. Okay. All right, item number 16, council to discuss the city administrator's duties under Texas Government Code, Texas Government 551.074. This is personal matters, executive session. So at this time, 8:45, this meeting is being recessed, so we can go into executive session. We'll be back soon.
Okay.